A very happy Christmas to you. On a very cold evening last week, a crowd of people from the local schools, villages and churches gathered by the side of the A4 at Cheryl. We'd come for the blessing of the life-sized nativity in a garden shed just past the wonderfully named Divine Cafe, a sort of stable at the back of a hospitable inn. There, a sheep and a camel joined shepherds and wise men coming to see Mary, Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in a manger. You can go and see it at Cheryl this week, or all over Wiltshire. Children have been doing nativity plays, and in homes, churches and sometimes outside in our towns and villages, you'll find cribs telling the Christmas story. It's a tradition started by St. Francis 900 years ago. St. Francis said, "I want to do something that will recall the memory of the little child born in Bethlehem and set before us in some way the inconveniences of his infant needs, how he lay in a manger, how with an ox and an ass standing by, he lay upon the hay where he'd been placed." Standing by the road, we got the inconvenience all right. It was freezing. But for Francis, the Christmas crib was a way of telling the story of the birth of Jesus so that simplicity was honoured, poverty was exalted, humility was commended, and we went to Bethlehem. It's a different spin to the glitter and tinsel of the commercial Christmas, altogether deeper, and in dark times much more satisfying, because it points to how God really meets us in a baby who shows us that love, light, life and peace are what matter, and in the end, always win. For me, it's been quite a year, moving to Salisbury from London and becoming a bishop after over 30 years as a parish priest. It's given me new experiences as I've begun to know the people and the places of what is a pretty big diocese. The roots of Christianity in Wiltshire and Dorset are very deep. The earliest known image of Christ anywhere in the world is from the floor of a Roman villa in Dorset, now in the British Museum. The ancient churches of Wiltshire tell the deep history of Christianity in our county. At Christmas, many of us will go to church to worship God come among us, like the shepherds and the wise men who went to the manger. This is our story, and our churches are often at the centre of our communities, with faithful people who day by day and week by week throughout the year commit themselves to pray and serve in ways that keep the churches for all of us. As the new Bishop of Salisbury, I've been invited to places where I've met some really good people caring for those in greatest need in our communities. Schools where young people and their teachers are really switched on to learning and discovery and with idealism that hopes to change the world. I've been to the new Alibaray Hostel in Salisbury, caring for our homeless people, and the Trussell Trust,